Good afternoon. This is Mark Bold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, April 2nd. The grains closed lower with May corn down 9 cents at 426 and a half, May wheat down 11 and 3 quarters at 545 and a quarter, and May beans down 11 and 3 quarter cents at 1174. Well, I thought with the overnight markets and the metals higher and the crude oil higher that we had a pretty good chance of seeing strong markets here. The Dow Jones is currently down 420. It was down about 400 when we opened. And I thought people would be coming out of equities and more into the commodity markets. That didn't happen here today. Bitcoin's still down 4,100 a coin, but it's about 1,000 off its lows. We started off the day on the firm side. The beans rallied coming out of the box, rallied about 12 cents. Couldn't crack 12 bucks again, backed off. We broke 28, almost 29 cents off the highs. The wheat broke 18, 19 cents off the highs. The corn broke almost 12 off the highs. You know, in the first hour, we looked pretty good out here. And then I think what happened was there was an announcement that one of the chicken producers in Texas had a case of avian flu in the flock. That led to apparently culling 1.6 million chickens and another 350,000 pullets. And the fear is that that might spread. And, you know, that's going to knock the hell out of chicken feed prices and meal prices. Now, this was about 3.6% of his flock. So if it's just the one isolated case, it's not going to be a big deal. But you have to be concerned with the birds migrating north, whether this bird flu is going to move north and affect some of these flocks out here. As I mentioned this morning, I don't think it's going to have a big impact on cattle. Cattle had a wild ride here. Cattle finished up $1.70 in the Aprils, $1.05 in the Junes, but the feeders were as much as $3 higher. But it was an incredibly volatile, choppy day in the feeders and the fed cattle. The wheat under pressure here. News came out that southern Russia, which is the bulk of the growing wheat region, they've got the largest on farm stocks that they've ever had. And there was also that note out of China that they're going to be cutting any corn imports, primarily from Ukraine, but that would kill any hope of the U.S. as well. They want to bolster their domestic prices to encourage farmers in China planting more corn. So the day just didn't turn out as I was hoping it would. Again, we had a good start. Metals were strong, crude was strong, but none of that mattered, and the funds came in and pounded everything except the bean oil. Bean oil closed up 36 ticks. I've got the funds now long 2,000 contracts of bean oil. I was hoping that would be the start of more broad short covering by the funds, but that sure didn't happen here today. So until we get to the WASDE report a week from Thursday, I'm not sure what's going to rescue these markets. We've got good rains out here, which will help subsoil moisture. Looks like there's going to be a good planting window in about 8 to 10 days. So I just don't see anything particularly friendly out here for the time being. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.